story's got two sides. One's right, and one's probably an asshole. Right or rude.
All right, everyone, get ready for a deep dive today, because we are talking all about family drama boundaries and, you know, Reddit. It's that time where we really get into the nitty gritty of a juicy AITA post. And this one is a doozy.
Oh, absolutely. And this one really hits home for a lot of people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that postpartum life, you know, dealing with family relationships and, of course, the inevitable conflicts that erupt when it's time for baby raising advice. I think this post is like the perfect example of how good intentions, particularly from family, can go so wrong.
Yeah, this one really takes the cake. Our main character, or should I say OP, as they say on Reddit, is basically going head to head with his own mother and sister. And the reason for the showdown, his wife decided not to breastfeed.
It's something so many new parents deal with, right? Maybe not always this extreme, but that pressure to breastfeed can be absolutely overwhelming, especially with all that well-meaning. But sometimes just too much advice. And then toss in the hormonal roller coaster that is postpartum life, and you're just asking for trouble.
And to make this whole thing even more unbelievable, OP actually told his mom and sister to back off about the breastfeeding advice. I mean, he explicitly told them. His wife was only 6 weeks postpartum, dealing with anxiety, struggling with her mental health, and just already drowning in all those expectations that new moms face.
Which is where those boundaries come in. You know, boundaries that unfortunately were totally ignored. So despite the warning, OP's mom and sister show up armed with what I can only imagine was a stack of breastfeeding pamphlets ready to help by sharing all this information.
Hold on, unsolicited information.
Ding, 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 we have a winner. And this is where things go from bad to worse, OP, in a moment of, I'm going to say, totally justified rage, tells his mom and sister to shut the fuck up and kicks him right out of the house.
Whoa. Okay, I can practically hear the door slamming. You can cut the tension with a knife. So now he turns to the internet, to the judges of the World Wide Web, to the comment section of Reddit, and he asks that big question, AITA. Was I in the wrong for kicking my family out?
And it's interesting how he frames that question right. He's not asking if breastfeeding is right or wrong. He wants to know if he messed up with his reaction. It's about judging his actions, not necessarily his wife's choices.
Okay, so the scene is set. We've got a new dad who is at his wit's end, family members crossing lines, and a whole lot of tension brewing. And now it's time to consult the ultimate jury, the internet. Let's see what the court of public opinion on Reddit had to say about OP's, shall we say, passionate reaction.
And you know, the comments on this post, they were a goldmine. Funny and surprisingly insightful all at the same time. But when it came to the verdict, it was pretty unanimous, don't you think?
Oh, totally. Reddit brought down the gavel with a resounding NTA, not the asshole. Seriously, this guy's like a hero over there.
Which I think is pretty telling in itself, right? It shows how much our views on parenting, especially those first few weeks after a baby, are really changing.
Mm-hmm.
That whole breast is best thing while it's still around is definitely giving way to a more understanding and, you know, individualized approach. People are starting to get that mental health matters too.
100%. It was like a chorus of fed is best. In those comments, so many people pointing out that a happy mom equals a happy baby. And let me tell you, some of those comments were brutal. They totally called out the irony of OP's family trying to help when it was the opposite of helpful.
Oh, yeah. It's classic reactance. You know, in psychology, it's that thing where someone feels like their control was being threatened and they just lash out. Yeah. It happens with all kinds of choices, but especially things as personal as how you feed your kid. They might even go against what they really think just because they feel cornered.
That makes a lot of sense. And it wasn't just like Reddit therapists chiming in either. The comments were full of stories about overbearing family members, lactation consultants who were like straight up drill sergeants, and just the insane pressure some moms are under to breastfeed, even if it's making them miserable.
Yeah, and it brings up the whole issue of postpartum anxiety. It's way more common than people realize. These new mothers are already dealing with so much physically and emotionally, mm-hmm. and then they get hit with all this information, all these expectations. The last thing they need is judgment and pressure from their family.
One comment that really got me said, imagine forcing your favorite sleeping position on someone who just had major surgery. That's what this feels like. It just makes you realize how important it is to show new moms compassion, no matter how they choose to feed their babies.
Absolutely. And we can't forget about the dad here either. All those husband of the year comments for OP tell you a lot about how the role of fathers is evolving.
For sure. Dads aren't just supposed to stand around and watch anymore. People see them as equal partners now. They're supposed to advocate for their partners and their kids. And Reddit definitely thinks OP was right to stand up for his family like that.
It's definitely a step in the right direction. But it makes you wonder, is there a way to deal with these tricky family situations without, you know, resorting to yelling and kicking people out?
Right. Like, I totally get wanting to protect his wife, but could he have handled it differently? What about those of us who don't exactly feel comfortable dropping the hammer on their family, even when they're being totally unreasonable? Is there a middle ground there? That's the real challenge, isn't it? How do you set those boundaries without, you know, going to extremes? It's tough. It really is. And I think it starts with understanding that unsolicited advice, even when it's coming from a good place, often comes from a need for control. These family members, they think they're helping right. They're just working with what they know, their own experiences, and whatever everyone else is saying.
So they're not trying to take over. They're trying to be helpful.
Right. But for the person on the receiving end, especially a new mom who's already vulnerable, it can feel like the opposite of helpful. Like her feelings and her choices don't matter.
Which I think speaks to a bigger shift we're seeing in society, right?
Yeah.
This move away from strict parenting rules and toward a more like understanding and flexible approach. Definitely. We're starting to question that old school idea that there's only one right way to raise a kid. The Fed is best movement is a perfect example of that. It's all about empowering parents to make their own choices based on their values and their situation.
And that's where good communication comes in. Because let's face it, almost every family has that one person who always has an opinion, right? Always ready with advice, whether you want it or not. So how do you handle those conversations, those moments where things could get heated without completely burning bridges?
You have to be firm, but also understanding. Set those boundaries, but with empathy. You can say, I appreciate you caring, but this is a decision we're making as a family. And sometimes it even means taking a step back from that relationship, at least for a little bit, just to protect your own mental health and your own space.
It's like that saying about putting your own oxygen mask on first.
Right.
You can't help anyone else if you're drowning.
Exactly. It's not about being selfish. It's about taking care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it's probably healthier for everyone involved.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Reddit and, you know, the craziness of family dynamics, what's the one thing you want listeners to take away from all of this? What's that piece of advice they can hold on to for the next time someone hits them with a wave of unwanted parenting tips?
I'd say it's about setting those boundaries with both compassion and firmness. Be understanding, but be strong. Advocate for yourself, for your family, for your own well-being. And remember, it's okay to politely but firmly tell even the most well-meaning people that their help isn't actually helpful, at least not right now.
Words to live by. Well, on that note, we'll leave you all to ponder those family group chats with a fresh perspective. And don't forget, you can find a link to that wild Reddit post in our show notes. You'll probably relate to both sides of the story. It's definitely a roller coaster.
You might even get some good ideas for setting those boundaries with love and a little bit of, you know, tough love when needed.
Until next time, everyone, happy parenting, and may your boundaries be strong and your patience even stronger.